Hey guys, it's Pat. Coming back at you finally with your Pursuing Positive podcast series. First of all, anybody that was following this series when we started it back, May of 2019 is when we revamped this podcast. I owe many of you an explanation of where I've been, what I've been doing the last few months, and we will definitely break that down and get to that so you guys have an idea, really, of what's been going on. December of 2019, I published an episode saying I was getting back in the game. Well, I also mentioned some other things that took account, and we're going to break that apart here in just a moment. Let you guys know what's been going on, where I've been. But above all else, I want to come back and help motivate and inspire you, try to give you that energy to push through your day. And likewise, this is still going hand in hand with the Pursuing Positive playlist that you can find on YouTube. At the time of this recording, there's, I believe, 21 or 22 episodes that are actually published. They will not be identical to this, but they are both positive-minded in nature. I will still pull those audio clips from those videos and put on this podcast as we go forward. These podcasts will be longer in timing than those videos are. So in case you don't want to jump on YouTube and you just want to listen to a podcast driving down the road or on your way to work, you're free to do that and you will not miss a thing here. Anyway, I want to thank you for coming back on board. We're going to dive down into a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of understanding of what's been going on and where we stand today here in the end of August 2020. Been one crazy ride of a year so far. But thank you for coming on board, and we're going to dive down into this and see how we can be a little bit more positive. Okay, guys, so here's the deal. Anybody that listened to my coming back or getting back in it podcast episode back in December of 2019, probably wondering, where the hell has this guy been? And to be frankly honest, that's a question I've been asking myself for the last almost nine months. Now, I did reference something in the last episode, stating something of the sort that if you knew me personally, you knew where I've been. And if you didn't, I would be alluding to that in the, quote, upcoming episodes. Well, those upcoming episodes didn't happen. Those of you who also know, I have a matching YouTube series, the Pursuing Positive playlist. Should be able to search that. It's not a special channel. I put everything on my personal page. Just kind of make it real, kind of make it simple. However, I haven't even been publishing those videos. Working on coming back to that. So I lost my father to brain cancer. He passed in July of 2019. This past year was incredibly rough for me. Started a new career path end of 2019. Still doing some of the things I used to be doing, but I started a new career path on top of it. Was pretty sure then that I was going to be able to change my path, change my mindset to get back to where I needed to be. Unfortunately, that was a little bit tougher than I originally imagined. So we'll get into some more of that in a little bit, but that's where I've been. That's what's been holding me up, is a mindset, losing my father. But here we are. I'm trying to get motivated again, and it's time to motivate you as well. So thanks for coming out, and we're going to break some things down and try to get motivated today. So now that you have a basic idea of where I've been, not really going to dive down into it full force just yet. But I've had an extra 8 months to be enlightened since that last episode in December of 2019. I've also had 8 months to think down deep, kind of understand myself a little bit better, understand where I needed to go. And I've also had 8 months to return back to the positive mindset. Now, like I did say in my December 2019 episode, you know, the one where I said I was coming back but didn't, I mentioned that this channel is about accountability. It's not just a one-direction street. It's not just about me to you. And you know what? I had some people reach out to me. So that accountability that I mentioned, oh yeah, it happened. And it happened good. Wasn't really expecting the kind of accountability I got, but you know what? That's what I love about you guys. That's what I appreciate. Had some friends, had some family, had some listeners step up and reach out to me. Some were reading between the lines. Some didn't have a clue what was going on. But you know what? I needed that push. So I went back on a little hiatus. Wanted to make sure I was actually in the right mind space to be able to do this project again. And you know what? Here we are. I'm ready to rock and roll and got to move forward with life. So, you know, like I said in December that I wanted you to think through things, to be able to think through things, but man, I needed that. I needed the knowledge, the understanding that you have to think through things to move forward in life, and man, that's pretty much what I've been doing the last 8 months. Because humans tend to fall down into negativity, and Lord knows I'm guilty of it. I don't even know who you are listening to this right now. Well, I might know who you are, but I don't know who's listening at any given moment. But I can promise you, you are also guilty of falling down into negativity. And it's that extra insight about my dad. Losing my father, a year and a half battle with brain cancer, and I tell you what, he might have lost his ability to talk at the end of it, lost half his motor functions. But he never lost his positive mindset. Some of the best pictures I think I have are some of his last years or some of his last months with us, doing everything in his power to smile with the muscles that allowed him to smile. He was not going to give up his soul, even though he was having to give up his body. Now, he was a Christian man, he was a preacher, so I know exactly where that man is at today. And I believe that had a big role to play in his positive mindset. Definitely somebody that I had the privilege of looking up to growing up. And that's also why it was so hard for me to remain positive when I needed to. But you know what? That's how I know that I need to do this. That's how I know I need to give you motivation. Because somebody out there is going to be in a similar situation of some sort, struggling to maintain that positive outlook. And I want to make sure I can be their help. A quote by Winston Churchill that came to mind during all of this time. The pessimist sees difficulty in every opportunity. The optimist sees the opportunity in every difficulty. So, pessimist sees the difficulty, optimist sees the opportunity. You can take that in about any direction or avenue that you wish to take it into. But it's pretty solid truth, in my opinion. The difference in the old adage is the glass of milk half full or half empty, or water if you don't drink milk. It's the way that you look into things, the way that your outlook on life is, the way that you perceive the things around you has a lasting impression, both your own heart, your own soul. Hello, train. Yeah, I'm definitely recording this outside tonight. The moon is gorgeous. The weather is great. Humidity is actually low for once. sometimes you got to take a stroll to clear your mind. So guess what? You guys are all taking a nightly stroll with me tonight. But the difference between pessimism and optimism is literally how you perceive the world around you. And in the last, you know, the last video, I mentioned a return video for YouTube. I recorded it, but unfortunately, I was falling on that pessimistic side for quite a while, and I didn't publish it. In fact, I backed out of the podcast. I backed out of everything. I was not ready to come back and be a mentor back to you guys the way that I felt I needed to be. It's time for me to be the optimist, to come back to being positive, so I can get my own mind right, so I can come back and help you guys get your mind right, because that's the ultimate goal. Like I said, the accountability that I mentioned that this channel has, it definitely happened for me. And I want it to happen for you. Like Steve Jobs had this amazing quote that I've used from time to time. If you are working on something that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. It's like, are you really working if you enjoy your job? It's that type of mindset. If you have a goal, if you have a purpose, if you have a positive desire in life, it happens naturally to go in that direction to reach that goal. It's easy to do something positive if that's really what you want to do. Just like it's easy to be negative if you're so focused on being mad at someone because you want to get back at them, you want to have revenge or whatever the case is. Where your mindset is determines how you act and what you do. And it becomes easier to do whichever one you happen to be targeting at. So the more you're positive, the more you do good things naturally because your soul wants that. The more you're negative, the more you do bad things in life because your soul wants it. So making sure that your soul lines up where it should all starts with that old noggin up top your shoulders. Gotta stay positive. So I've had 8 months, technically longer, but I've had 8 months since that last video, me saying I was gonna come back to really get my head right, wrap myself around my purpose, around my goal. Like I said, there's been some career changes, but this is where it's led me to. This is where it has pushed me to restart. And we will be restarting this podcast. And I will work towards getting those YouTube videos back up. I need to get some things straightened up back on that end to get those going back up. My goal is to have a weekly podcast. Hopefully I will be able to start that off right off the bat. May have recorded this a little sooner than I probably should have to get things lined out. But that's the goal. That's what we're going to be. So I want you to stick around. I want you to hang around. Share this with people because we're going to come back at it. So stick with me a little bit. I'm going to give you some ways that you can contact me, some ways you can find this and share this out. So stick around. Give you a little bit more tip before you go. Okay, guys. So before we go, I just wanted to come back at you since it's been a little bit. Remind you where you can find this at. I use Anchor for my podcast. However, you'll be able to find this podcast, obviously, wherever you ran across it today, but it also publishes to Stitcher, to Apple, to Google, obviously here on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes on the desktop now, Overcast. And there's some more coming down the pipeline that you should be able to find this podcast on a daily basis. or whenever you feel the need to search for a little bit of positivity. If you want to reach out, give me some feedback, give me some suggestions. If there's anything you want me to talk about, if there's anything you want me to look up, depending on what app you may be listening on, hit that send message button. And if you're on the desktop or you don't have that message button, send me an email to pursuingpositive@gmail.com. That'll get the message over to me. Let me know what you think. I want to hear your thoughts. Share this with your friends. Come back next week. We're going to pick back up where we left off because I want to be able to inspire you, motivate you, and give you that energy. But above all else, stay positive, keep thinking, and move forward, because that's your positivity for today.